This is the Pacifica update for the week ending August 5th. I'm Lynn Gary. Free speech radio news produced by the Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship has announced that funding has been secured for a fourth month of daily casts, and they're optimistic about obtaining funding to continue the daily newscast indefinitely. FSRN now airs on 40 stations nationwide. Most of those stations used to carry Pacifica Network news. Pacifica National Program Director Stephen Yasko has begun a public relations initiative designed to create the impression of a more understanding and less censorious managerial approach at Pacifica, acting on the advice of its pricey new PR firm West Hill Partners. In recent emails to affiliates, he's tried to convey the impression that a rapprochement is in progress between Pacifica and the striking reporters from Free Speech Radio News. Nothing could be further from the truth, the reporters say. Last week, Yasko sent a memo encouraging affiliates to come to him with programming concerns and said that he had tapped PNN reporter Don Rush to convene discussions regarding the coverage of internal Pacifica issues by Pacifica programs. Many in the resistance movement see this as part of Yasko and his boss's campaign to legitimize a crackdown on Amy Goodman that would eventually lead to her removal. Behind the scenes, he has stepped up attacks against Goodman for her Democracy Now! Sign-off that expresses solidarity with broadcasters banned and fired by Pacifica management. Goodman has also been ordered to include a new closing for the program, which listeners began hearing last week. Included in the mandatory credit is mention of funding by the Government's Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB. According to former PNN News Director Dan Coughlin, the CPB encouraged censorship of Pacifica News by objecting to coverage critical of U.S. military actions in Iraq and Yugoslavia. It has also assisted in the hijacking of Pacifica by the present corporate-oriented board majority by selective enforcement of its regulations. Steve Pierce of WRPI in Troy, New York, is unconvinced by Yasko's overtures. This newfound interest in their affiliates would be comical if it didn't underscore the tragedy of the past several years, as Pacifica celebrated a half a century of courage and vision by self-destructing, he said. Affiliates played a pivotal role in the events that led to the PNN stringer strike that gave birth to the Free Speech Radio News. On October 27, 1999, 16 of Pacifica's affiliate stations conducted a one-day boycott in order to highlight their displeasure with the actions of Pacifica management. Dan Coughlin, then PNN's news director, included a brief report on the boycott. For this, he was removed from his position. 40 stringers who'd previously contributed to PNN banded together under the name Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship and vowed to withhold their labor until censorship at the network ceased. Wednesday, August 8th, will be a second national day of protest against the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, to demand that NAHB employee and Pacifica board member Ken Ford resign. Ford has overstayed his legal term on the Pacifica Radio Board and is named in four separate legal actions, including one backed by the California Attorney General. During his tenure, he has overseen union busting, lockouts, censorship, group bannings, and race baiting. When listeners complain, he threatens to turn them in to the FBI. Ken Ford is a staffer at the NAHB in Washington, D.C. The NAHB has actively defended Ford's destruction of Pacifica Radio, even going so far as to threaten legal action against free speech activists exercising their First Amendment rights to protest his presence on the Pacifica National Board. The NAHB is one of the largest lobbying organizations in the country. They seek to defeat environmental regulations like the Endangered Species and Clean Water Acts, and they crush popular initiatives against unrestrained sprawl, as in Arizona and Colorado. They also oppose enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities Act. For information on how you can take action on August 8th, contact the Pacifica Campaign at www.pacificacampaign.org. www.lyngarry.org.